Public motivation about an issue is driven by several factors that are partly sociological, partly psychological. People, first of all, need to believe that the problem is real. And in climate change, you know, for a long time there's been a debate about whether the climate has actually been changing. More recently, the evidence has been so unequivocal that that issue has pretty much been laid to rest, and in fact, the evidence shows that most Americans now accept that. But in addition to that, people have to believe that this is a problem humans have caused, and therefore it's something we're capable of doing something about. They also have to believe that this is going to be harmful to human beings. If we believe, for example, that the only creatures that will suffer from global warming are polar bears, it's very hard for the public to take this seriously and become motivated. And lastly, the public has to believe that there are actual solutions to this problem. And I think to this point, we've done a terrible job of communicating with the public the idea that we have the technologies, we have the resources to really attack this problem. The poster child for this kind of issue really is the ozone hole. The international cooperation through the Montreal Protocol to tackle a worldwide problem that's actually been successful. It was clear that the problem was real. Scientists identified CFCs as the cause of the problem. And the international community was able to rally itself and put a ban on those chemicals. And in fact, there has been a decrease in the amount of ozone-harming chemistry in the atmosphere. But there are other examples, too. In California, we've done a very good job of reducing the kinds of air pollution that we had in the 1960s and 70s. And there was great public support for changing vehicle emission laws, fuel formulations, paint chemistry, and things like that. So when the public really understands that the problem can be solved and that it causes great human health harm, we can do something about it. Our communication about climate change, ours meaning all the institutions that have been involved in this, have really been missing on a lot of cylinders. It turns out that the majority of the Americans, a huge majority, are convinced that climate change is real, that humans are at least partly responsible for it, and that the net effect is going to be very bad. And yet, climate change is always at the bottom of everyone's issue priority list. When you ask why that is, there are several factors. One is that people have to be very certain of their views in order to take this kind of problem seriously. And it turns out that less than a third, maybe even only as many as a quarter of Americans feel extremely certain of their views on climate change. I read a stinging indictment of the environmental community that's behind climate change. They're described as being politically inept, self-serving as institutions, and incapable of really addressing the kind of economic concerns and practical realities that drive the business community, or the ethics and moral values that drive the faith-based communities. And the truth of the matter is that we don't make decisions based simply on science and what we know. We conduct our lives on the basis of competing values and images and the sort of mental frames we create below our level of thought. And if the climate change communications community doesn't wake up to this fact, I think we're really going to miss our opportunity.
Yeah.
I have heard from a couple of very significant important climate scientists that we are committed to another 50 years of warming no matter what we do today. So adaptation is, in fact, part of the equation no matter what. Yeah. And I think it's important that we not entirely focus on one or the other. If we focus only on adaptation, it's as if we're giving up on reducing carbon emissions. On the other hand, if we only focus on reducing carbon emissions, we're going to get blindsided by drier weather, by more intense heat waves and bad air and the effects of storm surges as the sea level rises. So the reality is we're faced with both. But we're resourceful. We can handle both.